In the wake of an officer-involved shooting on Saturday, the area's summer of protests heated up again yesterday, with hundreds showing up to protest the shooting of 60-year-old Willie Henley. While the incident was caught on numerous police body cams, none has been released. The official version is that officers walked for blocks from near Genesee and Michigan with Henley as they tried to end the situation as the mentally ill man swung his baseball bat. Mayor Brown talked on his Sunday morning radio show about what he says happened.
The man began to swing the bat at a police officer and struck her. He attempted to swing the bat again. At that point, another officer discharged his weapon and shot the individual. The man was taken to ECMC immediately.
Family members say their father refused treatment for his bullet wound for hours until daughter Aisha Henley was able to find out what happened and persuade the hospital she could authorize treatment. Daughter Monique Henley admitted her father has problems, but is well known around the Michigan and Genesee area where he has used both the Harbor House shelter and City Mission.
He's a good person. He rides. A lot of people in the neighborhood knows him. He doesn't bother nobody. He just loves to walk the streets. You know, I can say he's not really no harmful person. You know, my dad stays to himself. He may go a little shopping or whatever to himself, but he don't harm or bother no one. That's just him. He sticks to himself. You know, he's a loving and he's a caring person. That's why I don't understand why this had to happen.
The protesters argue it shouldn't have happened, and the police department should be defunded to provide money for care and treatment of the mentally ill instead of police engaging in confrontations with them. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.